8 by 8. You know how we would pack, just like rats in a hole, with all our junk, all our furs hanging over our head at night that we'd be catching. And my daddy caught a coon. He didn't have no board to stretch it on. He looked around. He said, "Well, I'm gonna stretch this coon on now." So, oh yeah, he said, "I know what I'll do. I'll stretch it on this door." He said, "I'll open the door in daytime and the sun will be shining on it. Nighttime, I'll close it and it'll be inside." He stretched it on the door.
Where do you keep your cows? Where did you keep your cows?
The cows was all over outside. We just had a small pasture like fence inside, you know?
Yeah. What kind of fence?
We had wire then.
What? That kind of wire that would...
It was regular fence wire.
Yeah. You got that kind of wire that will catch your pants when you're trying to get over it?
Oh, yeah. Barbed wire, what we call? Oh, yeah. I got that all around. Yeah. We got it all over on the kind of cattle.
Keep them from tearing up the fence down.
Yeah.
I had a pretty little garden over there one time and the damn car broke in the fence and just tore up everything I had. Boy, I was a mad song on that morning.
Mm-hmm. Bud, you ever see them kind of fences that were built like this, you know?
When we moved over here, they had them like that.
Yeah.
That's the only kind of fence they had.
That's called a...
I don't know. It's trees that they split. That's all I can tell you. I can't remember what the heck they call it.
Yeah, and it went what way? It went...
It zigzagged like...
Yeah.
Like this, and they put in one on top of the other one like that. That's where they used to pin their cattle and all that. They had a big place over here by that oak tree there where they used to pin their cattle and they had a place where a big oak